First, I'm going to read a verse, and then we have some other things to discuss today. Reading from Brihadbhagavatamrita, Part 1, Chapter 6, Text 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhumau Kwapi. Skalati patita kwapi tishtat yachesta kwapyu kampam bhajati luti kwapi rodit yadartha kwapya krosham plutibhir yati gayati kwapi nityam sarvam kwapi shrayati yugapat prema sampad vikaram. He sometimes tripped and fell to the ground and sometimes stood motionless. Sometimes his body trembled or he rolled on the ground or he wept in great distress. He sometimes shouted and jumped about, sometimes sang and danced, and sometimes all the transformations of priceless love of God converged in him at once. The full manifestations of devotional ecstasy appeared in Narada's body, as trembling, perspiration, standing of the bodily hairs on end, and loud crying. Only devotees advanced in praying feel the ecstasies that externally show all these symptoms. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siadvaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from Sham Ashram in Colombia. I will leave tomorrow for Miami and then stay with Lakshmi Nisringa Prabhu, my god brother. So I want to commemorate the passing away of a dear friend of Sevapriya, who also became my disciple. And it must have been over 20 years ago. Time passes quickly. I'm going to relate the story. And Sevapriya, if you have something to add, if you want, you're more than welcome. I may not get all the details right, but I'll get most of the tattva, the exact story right, but I may not, but I'll certainly get the rasa, the deep feelings, corrected. But I guess the story begins when Sevapriya at one straight edge show down south where they're from, met some lady, and it became a dear friend. Although from my perception, at least from their backgrounds, I think they appeared a little bit different, but I guess Krishna consciousness is universal, and I guess the straight edge scene is too. And I think I met her in the Tuaco Temple. I think Sevapriya came and introduced her. I remember later on, Burijan Prabhu commented to me when he looked at her eyes that there was some sadness. So I perceive, like many people, but I perceive that she did not have an easy life. That was my perception, and it can be corrected. Anybody, if you want to correct me at any time, it's fine. But my understanding is that a very dear friend of Sevapriya, and she came down with terminal cancer. And she was a single mother at the time. I don't know much more about the details, but and maybe I can't say, perhaps drifted a little bit away from Krishna consciousness. But friendship should be kind of eternal. That's the way I feel, even with relationships of disciples or something, if people go. If a relationship is real, if it's a real relationship, then it stays. It doesn't matter external circumstances. And I'm not sure how much contact Sevapriya had with her, but she was a dear friend. Somehow they had that exchange. And then I know that friends mean for others. In fact, one of the basic principles of bhakti, and I saw this in a book about chanting by this meditation teacher, that we think of ourselves before others. That's like their basic principle of the soul. And in fact, it's what motivational speaker, I heard Vaisheshika Guru speak, that if you're ever depressed, one thing you can do is think of someone to serve. It's counterintuitive to the material situation where we base our happiness on moving the world around ourselves, not necessarily others, and don't so much focus on the soul. But I remember at that time, Sevapriya developed a relationship with what would be our husband and pursuing her education. These things were very important. But she put everything on hold and went to, I believe she was in Tennessee, and went to take care of her friend. Nayam lokasya yogyasya kuta. Without sacrifice, there's no happiness in this life or the next. But the world needs more of that. Generally, people are so selfish. And she took care of her friend, and at a particular time, she saw that the association of her friends wasn't good there. She became a little frustrated because, cancer is so painful, and she had to take the heavy medicine, and friends were coming and stealing the painkillers. So she saw that the situation, I remember Sevapriya very strongly and out of love told her, I'm going to India now. And if you want to come, you can come. there was something like that. And later, Sevapriya, I'll give you a chance to cover any details, but this is my memory. And somehow she had enough spiritual acumen. She wasn't practicing, I don't think. She got the Bhakti Lata Bij somehow by the mercy of the devotees. And that doesn't go away. And sometimes in our difficulties, we tend to somehow search for the eternal. So somehow or other, she got that Bhakti Lata Bij, the conception of Krishna and God. And she had the acumen to go. Now, I don't, honestly speaking to many of us, I don't know how many of us could do that because she had to leave her daughter forever. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Most people would never do that. But somehow or other, it was the right thing to do in one sense. I believe her daughter, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old, something like that. And she came to Vrindavan. And it was the summer, and it's not an easy thing. So she asked her friend Krishna Kumari to come. And I have to say, Sevapriya and Krishna Kumari, they're very good friends. And they're loyal. And they're loyal and they reciprocate. So Krishna Kumari, she also dropped everything. I'm not sure what she was in the middle of, but sure she also had children and things, and she left everything and they came. And then I remember I was in Karuna Purna's house in Brooklyn at the time, actually. I got the memory. And then somehow they asked me to come for support. And I had already gone back from India, so I made a collection for the ticket, and I went back. And I just remember, I can't remember all the things, but I remember that it's the her simplicity. And I remember at one time she was going down very, very fast, and I remember being in the temple room with her. And even worried because it's so crowded and people could knock her over or something. But somehow, and then she wanted to see Vrindavan. So I remember it may have been 2 or 3 days before it was impossible. And I remember taking her on parikram. I remember we took her to Radha Kund. I remember we took her to Govardhan. And then she got back. And it became a little bit more serious. And then I remembered at that time, it's not going to be in chronological order, but there's a very nice Vaishnav we all love named Subal. A lot of the young people in the Northeast that came up in Krishna consciousness were trained by him in Tuwako. And he happened to be there at the time, and somehow or other, I arranged through a Brij Basi that he got a Govardhan Shila. And I gave him the Govardhan Shila on one condition, that he would worship the Shila in her room. So he would come every day and worship the Shila in her room. And then we decided that she was towards the end, and she should be initiated. And obviously, I was the candidate. Sevapriya was her best friend, my disciple, and I was there, and I was developing a relationship with her. And she was developing this very unique spiritual acumen in the most simple way. And I don't remember all the things, I probably forgot them, but at least two struck me. We called an Ayurvedic doctor to check on her, and he couldn't even find her pulse. And he said, "There's no hope." And then she told me, and excuse my southern accent, she's from Tennessee. She said, "Maharaj, if the doctor told me I was cured, it would be the saddest day of my life because I want to go back to Krishna." And then I remember Sevapriya had other friends there, Karnamrita, the famous kirtanier. And they bonded in many, many ways, but at least Karnamrita had just lost her mother, who was very dear to her, and she was grieving, and Sevapriya was going to lose her friend. So Karnamrita very kindly arranged that, because Karnamrita was being trained in Braj singing. She's very charismatic, and she knew that she brought the top Ras Lila singer, I think it was Fateh Krishna or something, this real Brahmin with this long hair. And he was sitting at her bed doing Braj kirtans. Doing Braj kirtans. So Borijan Prabhu was there, and her feet were facing this high-class Brahmin singing these Braj Kirtans. So Borijan covered her feet, and the Brahmin took the cloth off, kind of indicating that this is not an ordinary soul, somehow or other. She said many things to me that I don't remember that indicated that she had a simple, deep faith at the end. Yeah. And then there were beautiful pictures taken too. Because you imagine how much pain she is, and put her in sari, initiated her, and gave her the name Krishnamayi, which is a name for Radharani that means full of Krishna. So it was a very beautiful name. And then I'm not sure how it was, but where I initiated and where she was staying, then she moved to this apartment. If you go to the MVT and you walk straight in to the end and make a left, the first apartment on the left, the top floor, and it had kind of light. And I don't know, I don't remember all the, I remember that specifically. She told me if I was cured, it'd be the saddest day of my life. I want to go back to Krishna. And and that room was very light too, I remember. It had a lot of light, it was kind of very bright. So, you know, people were doing kirtan and taking care of her. Okay, we're back? Okay. All right. The guest house manager was Dhananjaya, and his daughter, Bridge Lata. What's his daughter's name? Was Dhananjaya's daughter.
It is Bridgelata, but Dhananjaya wasn't the guest house manager at the time. They weren't yet the managers.
Okay, I remember he was there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, so what happened was, is I was staying in my room. I stayed in Giriraj Swami's apartment, and then somehow I got a call. I'm not sure how I got a call, but I come a call that she may be leaving. And when I came in there, Krishna Kumari was with her. And Krishna Kumari is a very strong lady in a nice way for Krishna. She gets things done. Even I was just with Indira visited me. You know, Indira, and she was telling me how Krishna Kumari was the first person that preached to her. I didn't know that, and would sit with her in the Brooklyn Temple. So Krishna Kumari, she looked at me and basically said, chant. And there was a harmonium there. And somehow I had this one song that I used to sing. I don't play around much with music, but I knew a few tunes that she liked. And it's she somehow liked that melody, and I think sometime I did kirtan, so I chant this melody she liked, and it went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And when you're in that situation, because I know in those situations, you never can tell when a person is going to pass. So you have to be prepared when you're in that situation. You may be there for 7 hours. You know, and then Sevapriya wasn't there because she went to call her parents. And of course, it's subjective. This is my view of it. I'm sure it's 80% objective, but from my view, then Sevapriya came in, got on her bed and looked at her and said, "I called your parents. They said they love you very much. You can go now." And then she said, "When you go to the spiritual world, what will you do? Will you make a garland for Krishna?" And then Sevapriya started to name her favorite preparations. "Would you give her halva? Will you cook sweet rice?" I forgot what it is. And then she left. She left in Vrindavan, kind of being coached to remember Krishna in a very Leela personal way with her spiritual master leading kirtan. So I just remember her. She developed an extremely deep, simple faith. And a message that's important too, it's, I think, and I'm learning this more and more in my life. I can tell we just had a retreat here where people had to write personal realizations. I'm going to print them in my Monday morning greetings. People from all kinds of backgrounds and challenges, but really, Vaishnav is the inspired side and not the ordinary dealings. The ordinary dealings have to be within a certain parameter and they reflect the inspired side, but not just our conditioning, not just our birth, not just our nature, but there's something deep and we can never kind of know. And I also think it's also sometimes a person has more challenges, so it may not come out, but their effort is more. And someone may be born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and they may be able to perform better, but it's much easier for them. And I think you multiply the thing to give the score. So I think she had, I just remember Borijan looked at her eyes and said it was, she had sadness in her life. And so she left. And then we went to the Jamuna, and damn the traditions at the time. The traditions at the time is the women don't go to the funerals. Well, you could forget that one. There's no way that, they don't follow that anymore, by the way. It's not practical, but it was glorious. And she had a simple heart and a simple devotion. So, and Sevapriya, how many years has it been?
It's the 25th anniversary of her passing.
25th anniversary now.
Yeah.
She passed away. She was what, 22?
26.
26. Wow. Are you still in touch with her daughter at all?
Yes, I talked to her yesterday.
Her daughter is
Her
31.
daughter, yeah, Yeah, happily married.
She's happily married, huh? Does she remember her mother a
She does
little?
a bit. Yeah, she was raised after Katie or Krishnamayee left. She was raised by her maternal grandparents, and
Okay.
her grandmother just passed maybe 3 years ago. So it's been tough, but she does remember Krishnamayee.
Wow. Can you add something, please?
I will. I will say when I 26 or 25 years is a long time, right? I think Krishna Kumari and I have changed from young 20-year-olds to 50, right? Near 50-year-olds, which is interesting to see. For me, when I look back and think about Krishnamayee or Katie, right, it's so affirming that, right, Prabhupada has made everything possible for us, right? What seems impossible is possible. Katie first contacted devotees in Dallas, and Janava was really one of the first devotees she met. And I think about, right, Katie and I going to the temple really for the first time when we were 19, and Janava was just on her way to Vrindavan, right, was leaving the next day. I think she gave us what she could and gave both Katie and myself, or Krishnamayee and myself, japa beads. And those japa beads were what Katie kept, You know, that really stayed with her right until we went to Vrindavan 7 years later. And so for me to think back, Maharaj, I think you were in Katie's life before you knew Katie, right? Through this transmission from Janava.
It
And
was my,
Katie,
I don't know if everyone knows that. They probably do, but maybe people don't. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
And Katie wasn't, although I met Katie at a punk show or a straight edge show, she was never a straight edge person. You know, she was vegetarian and she was kind of a hippie and then later became a real punk. So that she and I connected is extraordinary. And that we maintain the connection, I think also extraordinary. When Katie decided to go to
Sure. What was
Vrindavan,
extraordinary that you kept up because you're so
that
different?
we're very different. You know, I think Katie's life, you know, me, I'm not the most generous person, and I'm a bit judgmental. And so, right, like the fact that that transcended that as well, it, Krishna Kumari is laughing because she knows this about me, is also, right, extraordinary that we had that heart connection. And again, it is, right, Krishna's mercy on myself and on Krishnamayee. When we came to Vrindavan, it, right, very different than coming to Vrindavan now. There was practically nothing. And so even to hear you tell how you learned to come, how Krishna Kumari learned to come, it's all a little, right, hard to fathom, right? This was the time of Vrindavan with no cell phones, very few phones in general, hard to make any connections. And that we were able to come and have facility is pretty amazing. What I saw the last year and a half of Katie's life was really what we all try and accomplish over the course of our life, right? That we make material connections, try and form spiritual connections, break those material connections. For her, it happened all within, right, a year and a half time frame.
How long was she in Vrindavan? Just a
She
short
was
while.
for about 2 months. We
Months.
came in February and she passed in April. So very quick. And Krishna Kumari only met Katie as we passed through New York on the way to, I think that's right, Krishna Kumari, isn't it? As we passed through New York on the way to India. So we came to New York, spent the night at Krishna Kumari's house. Krishna Kumari and Janardhan took us to the airport. And Krishna Kumari, right, has a much softer heart than I have. And so had a, right, this instant feeling of connection to Krishnamayee. When we came to India, it was again difficult. We were right 20, 25, 26 years old, and trying
And
to
it was the
navigate
summer.
death.
It was the
It
summer. It was very hot.
was hot. And that is actually why we moved apartments. We moved, Shri Rupa will know, we moved to Indra Nilamani and Radhavinod's old apartment. And that's where Krishnamayee passed. But I will say that the morning of her departure in my mind is inconceivable, right? Because everything, as you mentioned, just unfolded very perfectly for Krishnamayee to make her transition. I think your story is accurate. I left to call her parents, to call her friends, to tell them that she was leaving,
The
and
fact she
we.
could have left when you went out.
She could have, yes. We woke up that morning. I think Krishna Kumari actually woke me up and said her breathing has changed. And so we knew that death was coming soon, based upon, right, what we knew.
That about 9 or 10 in the morning?
Yes. When I came back, I did tell her who I talked to that they loved her and that they thought it was okay to leave. I then did say, right, which is uncharacteristic for me because I'm not, again, I don't have a soft heart. You know, I held
Whole
Krishna,
heart,
my
but anyway.
yeah, that's right. I held her and I said, you are going to see Krishna very soon. And what will you do when you see Krishna? Will you embrace Krishna? Right? Will you smell his flower garland? And what do you think it will smell like? Will you give Krishna something to eat? Will you cook him peanut butter halva? And she was staring in my eyes the whole time. She understood what I was saying. And then I said to her, "I love you very much, and it's time to leave." And with that, Krishnamayee, as I held her and Krishnakumari held her feet, she turned and looked at a picture of Prabhupada that was on the wall, and she left effortlessly.
Wow.
Right? She left effortlessly. And Krishnakumari and I looked at one another to ask, "Is she gone?" And she was gone, and it was so simple. I think, that from my perspective, right, Prabhupada ushered her
It was so
away.
perfect. It was so perfect. It just the fact that she left when you asked her to leave. And what you said to her was like the perfection of spiritual practice, like remembering Krishna's pastimes, not just intellectually, but being in them and feeling them in a personal way. I'm saying that because in our retreat here in Colombia, that's really what was it was about ultimately. Not just intellectually hearing the Leela, but entering into it and trying to feel it like you're there. And it was extraordinary. It was extra. I don't think I did kirtan for more than 10 minutes.
From my perspective, that's right. I think and Krishna Kumari is laughing. She probably knows better. And so she can correct us. But it all just, right, lined up
I
in
just
this
remember how she
perfect path.
affectionately ordered me what to do. And how submissive I was. And it was the right thing to do because if you left, she was in charge. You know what I'm saying? And we had to do the right thing. And then I remember, when person dies in Vrindavan, you don't prepare beforehand because it's inauspicious. So then you have to call for the people who make the stretcher. And I remember it was right on the ground there in front of that apartment. Right.
That's right. And I'll say, with Krishnamayee, because she did have a daughter and the family, we had to make sure the she had a death certificate that was proper and all these things. So the medical examiner came. I think the stretcher people came. And Krishnakumari, right, was so kind to me and to Krishnamayee that she bathed Krishnamayee's body and dressed Krishnamayee so that I didn't have to. And Krishnakumari, I always have appreciated that.
She's soft. She's tough.
She's tough. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, right. That you're right. Bathe the body and
And then Krishnamayee was taken, yeah, on the stretcher, and
through
she was
Vrindavan,
taken
be
through
honored.
Vrindavan. She circumambulated the temple, right,
Yeah.
was taken to see Prabhupada, and then, right, walked through Vrindavan, and everyone came out to offer respects. All the shopkeepers came out to offer respects. It was
Sometimes they
very
offer
sweet.
charters from
And
their shop,
garlands, yes.
garlands. This is gonna, it's not gonna happen like this anymore because Vrindavan's so crowded. You can't get an MVT apartment anymore. I mean, even to rent or something, it's just a different world. And not as many people will take shelter of Vrindavan as before from the West. It's mostly an Indian thing, I think my disciples come because I have a place there, and it's wow, what a it was amazing. I wish I could. There were other things that she said that just kind of shocked me because they were so deep. But when she said that, if the Ayurvedic doctor told me I was cured, it would be the unhappiest day of my life because I want to go back to Krishna. Right. Maybe Krishna Kumari wants to add something.
I just wanted to just add how brave Krishnamayee was. Like, she was cute. She was super cute. And she was super brave. I just admire those qualities. And I too have felt very dried up lately in my Krishna consciousness and not wanting just philosophy. And this is very meaningful because I've been really listening to Krishna book lately, and that's what we were reading to her that morning. And amazing how Krishna book. I mean, I sometimes when you hear people tell the pastimes, it sounds more relishable than Prabhupada's Krishna book. But then when I hear Prabhupada's Krishna book, I'm like, no, it's all here. Like it's all here. The details, the holding of why you want to enter. So I appreciate you, Maharaj. Helping us all enter Vrindavan. Helping us all get to Govardhan. Like, who can say that? And Sevapriya is, she's one of a kind friend. She's got this kind of special kind of magic that Krishna has. Like, all the gopis think Krishna's just dancing with them. And Sevapriya gives so much love to her friends that we all think we're special in her eyes. So it's a very special magic. So
Wonderful.
I wish everyone on this call that they can be brave and cute like Krishnamayee and
Thank
enter.
you, Krishna Kumar. Okay, that was yeah, I think it's very special for the people that are here to actually hear this. 25 years. I can't even, to ask me how many years it was, I never would have came up with the figure 25 years. But how nice to be in Vrindavan, not just that circumstances, which is tough, but in the summer when it's just the residents of Vrindavan, there's no the external energy. You could really feel the you can really feel the sweetness there too. I'll just tell one other story. She's from Tennessee, so I told B.B. Govindaswamy that there's this lady dying from Tennessee, and B.B. Govindaswamy is from Tennessee, right? So he wanted to see it. So he came in, and and she's like, pretty, in the last stages. And I remember, do you remember what he said to her, Sevapriya? How you doing, honey? So I thought that was really great too. Okay. I think we can end here. I don't think I'm going to continue, the class. I think this is the class today. But if anybody else would just like to say hello, it helps with the community. Maybe they appreciated hearing this. Jamunajaya, what did you like about today that you heard?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Maharaj. The whole story affected me so deeply, but I love Sevapriya, what you had to say, that personal, what will you do for Krishna? Will you smell his garland? And I, as my mother is getting older, and I think about that all the time, like being there for her in that way. Lord Jesus is her guy, and I have a picture, and I had Janavi record Amazing Grace for me, and I think about what a service you did for Krishnamayee, and that's something that we could all do for each other, for people as they get ready to leave their body. So thank you. That was such a beautiful, beautiful meditation of, and stop saying you don't have a soft heart. You do. What a soft heart was on display there. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for sharing this with us and allowing us to be part of this. Hare
Yeah,
Krishna.
this is really wonderful. Anybody else like to just say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj and
Yeah.
Krishna Kumari. Wow, I am just so happy that I was here for this class today. It was so wonderful. Because normally I hear the story from you only, but to have Sevapriya and Krishna Kumari, the key people who were there, participate was really, really special. And one thing is, when you tell this story, Maharaj, when you talk about Krishnamayee's suffering and what a difficult life she had, you usually also put in that probably, you know, Krishna wanted to, you know, get rid of all of her karma in one shot.
Okay, this is important. I never told you this, Sevapriya. I was in Delhi before. I came in and I stayed in Delhi. And thank you for reminding me, Gail. I've stayed in Delhi, and I had gone to Nigeria, and I met this Indian family, a joint family. And one of the brothers in that family was very advanced in Krishna consciousness. He looked like Krishna, you know, one of those Indians that looked like Krishna, and he never get married, and he wasn't all disturbed, and he sang the most beautiful bhajans. So when I came there, he called me up, and he said, what am I doing back in India? And I told him, and he said something, and I told about this girl. He said, I think when Krishna is especially merciful, they give someone all their karma in one life. So I had that impression of her, you know, that she was actually a great soul, but the karmic situation, Krishna was just saying, okay, whatever reactions, whatever you did, I'm concentrating, which is also a way where we can't really judge a person by what they're going through, what their circumstances, because we don't know how Krishna is dealing with them. Okay, thank you, Gail. Anyone else just like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here. Great to see you. And I've heard this story so many times, but today was so extra special to hear it. And as Gail had said, to have the cameo of Sevapriya and Krishna Kumari on location just made it so much more special. It's such a great lesson for all of us to hear.
I got even the story even deeper now, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else just like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Can I just say something quickly?
Yeah, please.
So it just, when I was listening today, it just made me think how important relationships are and how fortunate I have been a recipient of Sevapriya and Krishna Kumari's and your mercy and love. And I can't tell you how important it has been to my life and how all of you have just never let me go and just constantly pulling me back. And to have relationships like this, it's something that in this material world is just not everybody gets. So I just want to say how fortunate I feel. And I did not ever have the opportunity to meet Krishnamayi, but I have heard about her so much, and her experience and the way that she left this world is an inspiration to me. And I'm just thankful to know people and to have people in my life like all of you that when the time comes, I know who I'm calling.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's great. Yeah. And they'll know who they're calling too. So we'll see who's fortunate and goes first. Anybody else just like to say hello? We have a few more minutes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for class today. It was very beautiful and just heart-wrenching to hear these pastimes. So thank you all.
It's nice. Great. Thanks, Lal. Good. Anybody else like to say hello?
Krishna, thank you so much for the class. I'm so strongly impressed listening to the courage of devotees and the real friendship and real relations between Guru, you, Maharaj, and your disciple. It's so amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone just like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. See that? Thank you so much. This is my first time hearing this, and it was very beautiful, and I'm blessed to have the association of Krishna Kumari and hearing about Sevapriya being there for her was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Wow, thanks, Yvette. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Shivari Sundri.
Yeah.
Thank you. This was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing this story. It's just, we don't have time, but it has brought up so much for me. And it's just changed my whole perspective for the rest of the day. I just feel so much more appreciative for my life right now and the community and the association of everyone here.
Well, thank you, Ishri Sundari. Wonderful. Anybody else like to say hello?
Maharaj, if I can just say thank you for this. Thank you for this time today. It was really lovely and lovely to talk with you and Krishna Kumari about Krishnamayi. And thank you, right, for probably 30 years of love and guidance. I always appreciate you and right, owe my life to you.
Thank you so much, Sabri Priya. It's wonderful. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I just remember I was so impressed when you made that sacrifice, because I know the kind of things at that age to put on hold are not easy. But yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Is it okay if I ask Sevapriya a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Krishna, Sevapriya. You know, I was just wondering how you'd respond to this. You know, nobody would normally make that big a sacrifice. And so I was wondering how you could just drop everything that was of paramount importance in your life for Krishnamayi, and at the same time, still feel like you don't have a big heart. How is it possible?
Yeah, well, so that's an interesting question. I will say, there are certain points in my life where I feel directly moved by Krishna, and there are not that many of them, but there are certain specific points. I will say, right, when Dhanadhar Swami became my guru, this was one of my first most significant moments, right? I heard a tape by Dhanadhar Swami, and I heard Krishna speak directly to me and say, right, this is your guru. And that was that for me. When Krishnamayi or Katie called me, all right, I was in Houston. She called to tell me her diagnosis and the prognosis. I also knew immediately, right, Krishna spoke in my heart of what to do, and I followed what Krishna said. So, right, there wasn't a question. There wasn't a question.
Oh, you felt Krishna in your heart told you what you had to do.
Yes, Krishna, right? I was moved to know that. I would go take care of Krishnamayi, and I would, right, help Katie move to her next destination.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, I think it was a wonderful session. Maybe we have to figure out how to do this every year, even if it's not the day, because it's just so nice to hear we can approach it. Okay, we'll go now. Thank you all very much. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyebhyo patitanam pavanebhyo vishtu.